Check out this little exhibitionist. He looks ready to break all the rules. It's Sammy Hagar, the West Coast rocker famous for living life in the fast lane as former frontman for Van Halen. Growing up, young Sammy was just a laid-back California kid with laid-back California kid dreams.
School was really hard for me. Really hard. I just ditched all the time. Went to the beach.
Not to worry. Sammy had a backup plan.
My father was a boxer, and I was raised boxing in the neighborhood. I thought I was going to be a professional fighter at one time. I love that sport.
In this teenage snapshot, Sammy looks more like Fabian than a fighting man. And pretty soon, his rock star dreams went beyond his pompadour.
It wasn't until I was about 18 that I honestly got serious and started playing guitar. And I mean, then it was like, became a maniac. It was like, locked myself in the room day and night. You know, my mom's beating on the door. Turn it down in there.
Mom came around once Sammy scored his first big gig. Here's Sammy in 1974, fronting the band Montrose, named for guitarist Ronnie Montrose.
That was my first band, you have to realize, and I thought I was the star in the band, and it started getting weird when I started developing, because pretty soon I realized that, you know, I was a guitarist too, and I was a songwriter, and I pretty much could be a leader of a band the same as him, and two leaders don't fit in the same band.
After two albums, Sammy was tired of playing second fiddle, so he split the group and broke out on his own.
Trying to really make my own statement. I'm Sammy Hagar, you know, I'm not former lead singer from Montrose.
When he was done making that statement, he decided to give up a solo career to once again front a band named after someone else. We all know how that turned out. With yet another solo career, looks like Sammy's finally learned his lesson. Hey,